When it comes to designing uniforms, Nike should be defrocked. Hello, I'm Steve Forbes, and this is What's Ahead, where you get the insights you need to better navigate these turbulent times. It's embarrassingly transparent. Nike deserves a dunce cap for the uniforms it created, first for Major League Baseball, MLB, and now for the USA Women's Olympic Track and Field Team. Both are embarrassments. How baseball and Olympic officials went along with these humiliating creations speaks ill of their judgment. As the saying goes in sports, when a pitcher doesn't do well, those responsible here should be sent to the showers. The female garb looks like it was made for women competing in a pole dancing contest in a low-grade Las Vegas dive. U.S. long jumper Tara Davis Woodall responded humorously with, quote, "Wait, my hoo-ha's going to be out," end quote. Another athlete reacted with, quote, "This mannequin is standing still and everything's showing. Imagine, mid-flight," end quote. Nike claims it conducted extensive tests. Looks like the research consisted of evenings at so-called gentlemen's clubs. Nike says those who object can wear alternative uniforms. So why did the company highlight these prurient pieces in the first place? The contrast with a more traditional men's design was noticeable. More than one observer noted that if the women's garb enhanced field performance, why not have the same for men? Meanwhile, controversy still swirls around the uniforms for Major League Baseball players. The pants have a see-through character. One sports writer demanded, quote, "Make the pants thick so you don't see the players' jock straps," end quote. Nighttime TV show host Jimmy Fallon quipped, quote, "MLB players are slamming the league's new uniform because the pants are see-through. I get the feeling we're going to see a lot more dingers," end quote. As bad, the quality of these uniforms are shoddy, ripping apart when players slide on the field or into a base. At a recent game between the Tigers and Pirates, a player ripped the seam of his right leg sliding into home plate. Many players hate the new jerseys, which don't seem to fit as well as the legacy ones. Moreover, the numbers and names on the jerseys are less vivid. Philadelphia Phillies star Bryce Harper protested recently by wearing a pre-2024 season jersey. The contrast with what players wear today was embarrassingly stark. The new MLB version looks cheap, second-rate, hand-me-down. The Olympic rendition is tawdry, unbecoming. Both should be consigned to the ash heap of history. I'm Steve Forbes. Thanks for listening. Do send in your comments and suggestions. I look forward to being with you soon again.